Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. I want to thank God for you and for your family. I am sure we will meet you very well. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, let me thank God for all those who, one way or the other, actually made comment on this program. Thank you, because all that you are saying is that this program is bringing impartation upon your life. And then upon all your questions, brings us to a new subheading. Because when people are saying, okay, how can I receive, you know, divine impartation? That is why this morning I'll be sharing with you on preparation for divine visitation. Preparation for divine visitation. Hallelujah. You see, for anyone that wants God to visit, he must be prepared. There's always a preparation. And it's just like somebody is not born again. If you want to be a child of God, the first preparation you need to make is to be born again, to give your life to Jesus. In fact, that is a general preparation. If you have not given your life to Jesus, you see, God will not visit you. The Bible says prayer of unrighteous people is an abomination to God. Can you see now? So if you are just going to church, or you are just passing churchianism, and you are not born again, it's very, very risky. Such people, they will not enjoy God's visitation in this world. Then number two, they will never get to heaven. So I want you to know that in all I will say today, the first thing to do is to give your life to Jesus. And when you do that, then you know, things will flow. Things become well in you. Things will change for good for your life, to the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let me give you some steps quickly before we run out of time again. Number one thing you must know this morning is that if you want to prepare for divine visitation, then harbor no sin. Harbor no sin. You know, a sinner is not of God. Until you change this, your lifestyle, God cannot visit you. You know, harbor no sin. Let's look at the Bible. In the book of Isaiah 59, in verse number 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2, yes.
Behold, the ears of the Lord is not shorting, that it cannot save, neither is it heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hide his face from you, that he will not hear.
So it is our sin that made God to hide himself from us. Can you see? Can you see now? So harbor no sin. When Adam sinned in the garden, you know, God had been visiting him. And God told him, don't eat this food. He ate it. And from that day, when God now came for a visitation, you know, Adam was hiding himself from God. And God said, Adam, where are you? And at last he answered. He told him that it's because he has eaten the forbidden fruit. Can you see now? He had disobeyed God. You know, you look into your life. You must stop this disobedience. You must stop all this, you know, this ungodly life. You must stop it. You know, if you want divine visitation, then you must put on the way of the Lord. So, you know, Adam missed God. He lost God's visitation, he lost God's presence, and was driven out of the garden of Israel. Oh, in the deal of King Saul, it was God that sponsored him to the throne. But the moment he sinned, God abandoned him. There is nobody God cannot do without. That is why when you start with God, you must ask for grace to continue in God, and that you must end in God. There are many people today that they have started in God, but see, they have gone back into the world and they think they can enjoy the same thing. It is not possible. It is not. You know, look into your life today. Look at the places in you where you know that there are some stain in you, and ask God to help you. Ask God to deliver you. Ask God for grace over that area of your life, and then it shall be well with you. So when you harbor sin, You know, you can't be in line with God. Sin is not synonymous with God. Bible says God hates sin, even though he loves sinners. So, I want you to know this. Number two thing, for you to prepare for the right position, is to live in holiness. To live in holiness. Look at what happens to Mary. You know, the angel came to him and said, "Hey, Mary, because you are favored among all women." Now, can I say this morning? Mary is not the only virgin that time. But you know what now? This lady, she's still virgin. Can you see now? So, she kept herself in the state of holiness. Can you see now? You see why God visits on men of God or not? There are many men of God today that God will never visit. Because, you know, their assignment has come to an end. God doesn't see them as pastors. You are the one who sees them as pastors. Why? Because their life is full of iniquities. If God should show some people their credentials, you'll be surprised. And this is supposed not to be so. You know, how can a man of God be involved in all filthiness? You know, we hear it in news here and there. It's supposed not to be so. He that lives in a glass house doesn't throw stone. You must be upright. Our ye must be ye and our nay be nay. How long are we going to continue like this? When we ministers of God, we are the leaders. We are the one to show light to the people. And we are compromising. Look at how we are living our lives. Just because you want to achieve this, you want this fame, it should not be so. Bible says, this thing must not be named among you. I'm becoming ashamed of everything. You hear that a man of God did this, he did that, and you ask, who commissioned him? Where does he come from? You know, holiness is our lifestyle. That was why in the book of Exodus, you know, when Moses made the spiritual attire of Aaron, what they put there in front was holiness unto their Lord. People in the world may not be holy, but we that we are of God, we that we are proclaiming, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we must be holy. We must be holy. So there's a need for us to change our lifestyle now and put on holiness. There's a need for us to change our lifestyle and put on holiness. Now, let's see the scripture then in Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4. Psalm 24, 3 and 4.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
Can you see now? Who will go to the mountain of God? That's why you see some men of God rising on holy platform. It is only platform that can make you to rise. That's why you see God blessing some people of God on holy platform. Now, you too, if you want to join them, you know, be holy. God told Abraham, he said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." God is looking for people who are living holily. These are people that God is looking for. Not people who are just doing anything anyhow. God is looking for Christians who will embrace the doctrine of holiness. People think that holiness is just, you know, is something else. Or it's meant for some churches. Holiness is meant for every child of God. One day, one man asked God, he's a minister of God, he said, "God, among all your names, what is the one that is so great? Among all the names you answer, please, Lord, tell me. I want to know which name that is so powerful among your name." And the man was waiting before God. And God said, "Holiness. Holiness." Wow. From that day, the man surrendered to total holiness. And today is now one of the great men of God in this nation. If you can surrender to holiness, you will discover things will turn around. Because nothing can work by your power. Nothing can work by your energy. All you need is God, to surrender to God. And then you will see the mighty power of God. Holiness is our lifestyle. So, if you want divine visitation, you know, start to practice the power of holiness in your life. Then you will see the mighty hands of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three thing this morning, as many of us that want to prepare for divine visitation, is that render to God quality praise and worship God intensive. Offer quality praise and worship God intensely. Don't forget the Bible says that God dwelt where? In the praise of his people. So as the more you praise him, the more he will come down. The more you praise him, the more he comes down. In the Old Testament, you know, when Solomon wanted to dedicate the temple, when he wanted to dedicate the temple and all the ministers are there, and they are worshiping and praising the Lord, his presence came. God came down in his mighty glory, and all the ministers, they were falling down. God, why? God has come. Can you see? What brought his glory? What brought God that day? It was praise. It's praise. In fact, that is why I always admonish you. That even in your own house, always praise him. If you don't have to praise God, look for CD. Look for cassette. Be praising God. As you are praising him, all demons will leave your life. We were told in the day of Saul, when the evil spirit came upon him, that David came, and David will be praising his God on his heart. And when the evil spirit inside the life of Paul, the evil spirit will go. Why? Because of that praise. So, demon bow to praise. In our deliverance ministration, you know, anytime we are just praising God, come and see all demons shouting and leaving the body of people. Why? Because they hate the praise of God. They don't like you. You know, sickness will not like you to praise God. No, it will not like you to praise God. You know, all the demons, all the powers in the body of demonic possessed people, once they are praising God, they don't like it at all. Those demons will fly away. Okay, let's see what happened to Paul and Silas. I've been telling you that story. Let's go to it again. You know, in Acts chapter number 16, verse 25, yes.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
Wow. Now see, these people, they are not comfortable. They were in the prison. And you see, they were doing God's work. And they were arrested. They were arrested because they are doing God's work. And I'll be asking you that if it were you, what will you do? That you are doing God's work and they arrested you and put you into prison. You will say, you are just doing God's work. See what happened to me? Some of you will go back. Some of you will go back. And you know what? In the midnight, they are beating them. So upon their body, no food for them, nothing for them, and yet they are still praising him. They put them inside dungeon, and yet they say, you can take food from me, you can take anything from me, but you cannot take Jesus from me. Hallelujah. Now, Bible says at midnight, they are praising God. They were praising God. And what now happened as they praised God? Hear the next verse.
And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking.
The earthquake announced the arrival, the sudden arrival of God. Yes.
And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
Wow. Who opened the door? It is the arrival of his personality. All the chains that locked their hands and their legs, they were, you know, immediately they removed. Why? Because, you know, in their situation, they are still praising him. Why can't you praise him right now? No matter your condition, why can't you praise him right now? No matter what you are going through, why can't you praise him right now? When you praise him right now, he will come and he will change your situation. Can you see? When you praise him right now, he will come and he will turn your situation to his glory. When you praise him right now, he will turn your shame, you know, into fame. If you praise him right now, he will turn your failure, you know, into testimony. All you need to do is that even if you are on the hospital bed, just praise him. As you praise him this morning, you will have a new situation. What am I saying? You know, Paul and Silas, they prayed unto God. Even though they are in a difficult situation, they prayed to God. God had them. Even prisoners had them. And at the end of the day, God came. Wow. If you have this attitude as a Christian, you will live a victorious life. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus. We are discussing today on preparation for divine visitation. I know this is your time. It's your turn for God to visit you. It's the turn of your children. It's your turn to rejoice. And he is coming to you. You know, this month, you will never miss him. And today, when he comes, he's coming to do you good. When he comes, he's coming to give you, you know, eternal joy. And that is what he will do for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I've shared with you, you know, how to prepare for the divine visitation. Question number one is that you have no sin. Number two, you live a life of holiness. Number three, we say, offer quality praise and worship to God, you know. And then, you know, number four thing to do, you know, for God to visit is to be a man of prayers. You know, when you see a man who pray intensely, God is prone to visit such a man. We were told of Hezekiah. Isaiah said, prepare your house, for you will surely die. He said, I'm not to die. And he prayed. And God came down. And God said, you won't die again. Why? Prayers. Look at the story of Anna. Anna prayed. You know, and he had been looking up to his husband. He thought her husband was a problem. He would ask her husband, you give the other woman and children. How about me? Thinking that, you know, it's a man that manufactured her babies. And do you know at the end of the day, when other people are eating and they are drinking as in Shiloh, she said, I'm not here to eat and drink. I am here to collect, you know, my baby boy. Do you know that as he was praying alone in the temple, as he was praying alone, God came. And that day, she received answer to her problem. What a wonderful God we serve. Today, you are receiving God's divine intervention in your life. You are receiving miracle in your life. You are receiving breakthrough in your life. You are receiving help from above in the name of Jesus Christ. You are receiving. Now, can you see that when you pray to God, you will receive answers? Even what about a man called Jabesh? There's that one. You know, that was a very popular one in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. He too prayed. When he prayed, God changed everything about him. Yes.
And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
God granted him. God approved everything he asked for. God granted him everything he asked for. God will grant your heart desire this morning. God will answer the desire of your heart this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see prayers? People that prays, their life is full of grace. We can pray, he will raise you. You know, look into the scriptures. See those people pray to God. Look at how God visited them. Why? Because they prayed. Is it the time of Sennacherib when the king of Assyria came against Judah? Eh? And the king of Judah prayed. And what happened? And God showed his mighty power. God came down. Is it when the three nations came against Israel? Eh? They called them Monsia, you know, and Moab, and another country. And, you know, God gave them encouragement. And they were defeated. Wow. Don't be taken away by the number of our enemy. Enemy, they will increase. People who are afflicted will increase. But you stand by God. You just be praying to God. All you have to do is to pray. When you are praying, you are joining forces with God. And when you join forces with God, your enemy will be down very soon. Your enemy can withstand your power of prayers. Your enemy can withstand your power of prayers. And that is why you must pray. Eh? You must pray. Hallelujah. And then, another thing to ready for preparation for the organization is you must continue to serve God. Service unto God. No matter what you are passing through, still be serving God. Don't say because you are not married, you are not going to serve God in your church. Don't say because you are poor today, then until God will bless you, you won't serve him. No. Don't say, you see, I have not married. Your colleagues have married. And because you have not married, you won't serve God. No. Look at the case of the father of John. Eh? In the book of Luke chapter 1, from verse 7. Eh? The man has no child and is very close to 70 years. Yet he continues to serve. Let's read it.
And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son.
Now, can you see what I see here? Zechariah continued in service unto God. Despite the fact that he has not received his request, he continued to serve. So, what am I saying? No matter what you desire from God, even though it has not come, continue to serve him. Be involved in service unity in your church. Be involved doing something for God. That is when God will remember you. Be doing something for God to remember you. This is where I'm going to end up with you today. By the next week, I will share the part B of this message with you. You know, that is our preparation for the divine visitation part 2 next week. I commit it to God that between now and next week, you must have a testimony. And if this program is blessing you, please, just test us like other people are doing. Tell us, you know, some things, and then we'll be happy to hear from you. May the Lord be with you, and be with your family, and grant you eternal joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927 080-33-855-927
9 to 7. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.